on Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. October 27, 2013. Welcome to Ever Beyond. My guest tonight is going to be speaking of, it's going to be echoing back to me, is Clayton Nolte, or Nolte, I don't know how to pronounce it, isn't it? We'll be talking about structured water. Water is a subject close to my heart, especially since a couple of nights ago when the water, the tap just kind of went stopped, and all the water was cut off. I live in a cottage, and it's got a as part of a farm in the middle of nowhere, and there's a well that probably got the pipe probably got trodden on by a cow in the field or something like that, and so cut off my water. So it's very dear to my heart. You know, living without water is not easy, let me tell you, brothers and sisters. So Clayton, good evening, and welcome.
Yes, thank you. And it's Nolte.
Nolte. So, yes. Clayton Nolte, your friend Donna contacted me a few days ago and said, I think he'd be good for your program. So I thought, fair enough. Let's have a chat. I've heard of magnetized water. I've heard of Dr. Emoto. Various other things, and I'm not really aware of what structured water is. So you're going to have to explain to me what it is you're talking about that is any different from the stuff that runs from my well tap.
Yes, structured water basically is water that's been organized, and primarily with my technology, natural action technologies, the water is structured through movement, through dance, and the water passes through a unit that creates a specific flow form, which is geometric form. That the water passes by, causing it to dance or to vortex in both left and right. So
right. So let me just break, because you use some terms there that I'd like you to you know, because you said a flow form. Now, I've seen a flow form and it was big. Can you explain to the audience, what is a flow form?
Yes, the flow form is basically a geometric form, which is actually internal to the unit, and as the water passes through it, it creates a barrier, or let's say a form, that the water has to pass over. And as it does that, it causes the water to spin. And the flow form is designed inside of the unit to cause the water to spin both to the left and to the right simultaneously.
Okay. You say it's a form. It's made from some material that presumably doesn't hurt the water as it passes over it and doesn't get eroded by it.
It's food grade. It's a food grade. Plastic. It's called HDPE. Those are the initials for it. It's food grade.
High density polyethylene.
Right. There you go. You got it. You know these things.
It's what they make shopping bags and these little very fine, because it's high density, you can make it very, very fine. So you buy, in Britain certainly, you buy fruit in these kind of bags.
Okay.
But so it's a kind of food grade. You can it won't damage your food. So what shape is it?
It's actually in the form of a sphere or balls, you could say, and they are specifically aligned together, and they're placed inside of a chamber so that the water has to spin a significant number of times, which helps create and that spinning mechanism basically brings the water to what we call structuring. And structuring implies actually organization. So most surface water, even bottled water, your well water, more than likely has the water molecules from most surface water is in very large clusters. And so when you go to drink that water, you have to make that water usable. And your body or the cells in your body need the water to be one molecule at a time. And that water molecule can't carry anything physical or anything electrical. But in order to enter into the cells, it has to be one water molecule. And most surface water and bottled water may have clusters of water molecules ranging tens of thousands of water molecules, even if it's 1,000. So your body has to make that usable. And how does it do that? Well, there's the reason that your body is 98.6 degrees. So you have to utilize a lot of temperature in order to break down the water. And we call that measurement, is a viscosity or tension on the water. And it's called dynes, D-Y-N-E-S. It's a measurement for how the viscosity of the water or the tension.
Okay, yeah, viscosity. Dolly's asked two questions, actually. First of all, about you, are you any relation to Nick Nolte, the actor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, right. You don't need to go any further. And she's also said, JP, tell him to imagine he's talking to people who are pretty ignorant when it comes to technical things involved with water. I qualify for that, she says. Bless her heart. Viscosity is like how thick, you know, something that's not viscous, well, is like spirit alcohol. That's not very viscous, and tomato ketchup is very viscous. All kind of thick oil, that's very viscous. So that's what viscosity means. It's like how thick the stuff is, and how easily it passes through a form.
Right, and one other thing about if the tension of the water or the viscosity is really high, that allows, let's say, water striders or bugs to walk on the surface of the water. When that tension goes low, and by the way, I use the words dynes, D-Y-N-E-S. It's a measurement of the tension of the water. So, in order for water to hydrate your cells, the water has to be 46 dynes or less. So if you consider most surface water and bottled water to be 72 to 84 dynes.
Right. So let's get this, because if you start throwing numbers around and measurements that people have not heard of, then we'll lose people very quickly. So a dyne is the measurement of how thick the liquid is and how hard it is to push it through something. And normal water is around 70 to 80. Is that right?
Right.
In that ballpark. Right. And what happens with, what was 46?
46 is the level at which that water can enter into the cellular, into each cell. It has to be 46 or less. And if you consider alcohol is 28, So when you drink alcohol, it instantaneously goes into your cells. That's why they add maybe a drop of alcohol to some homeopathy potions. It aids in the potion to enter into the cellular level quickly. So, anyway, back to what it takes. Most water, your body has to work, it has to put out a lot of work or a lot of energy in order to hydrate your body. So, when you structure water, hydration is instantaneous. Get it?
So, so basically it makes it very available, to the body.
Yes.
So, tell me, why is structured water so flippery? So slippery?
Well, I don't know. I would say, slippery, may very well be that it's more dense, so you get more water in a given space than you would with regular water. I would suspect that when in the terms of slippery, it's all the water molecule clusters or the clusters are even. So when the water freezes, it would be the water freezes clear. Most generally, if it has enough energetics or enough energy in the water. So, but it makes the water feel good, taste good. As you drink it, most people recognize that the water is wetter. Again, I guess you could use the term slippery. And anyway, so as the water becomes structured, it makes the water soft. It makes it taste better, feel better. And as you wash or bathe, your hair becomes softer, more easily. You get cleaner with less let's say irritation from whatever soaps that you would normally use, and it just goes on and on and on. The other really big thing, when water goes into the turn, the dance, is it neutralizes. Energetically neutralizes all toxins in the water.
How does that happen?
It happens through, again, the dance, through the vortex, through the movement of the water through the unit. And as that movement is created, what it does, and here's another term that may not be easily understood, it changes the hydrogen bond angle. That's how it does it. So it increases the hydrogen bond angle. And
that's because it's spinning around. And so what the hydrogen bond angle means is that, in water, you've got one hydrogen, two hydrogens and one oxygen. So the oxygen is a great big molecule, and the hydrogens are kind of like, almost like Mickey Mouse ears off the side of it. And the bond angle works out as the distance between the two ears. So if Mickey Mouse's head is spinning around, centrifugal force is going to push the ears outwards towards the spinning center. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
How about
so that? So when the bond angle gets really wide, what you do is you end up with clusters of water molecules that are between 5 and 20 molecules in a cluster. So it makes it easy for your body to be hydrated from structured water. It affects it instantaneous. And if you look at how big, you know, and here we go. Most people have no idea, you know, the size of a water molecule. virtually there is no instrument that's been made yet, scientific, that you can see a water molecule.
Well, so like we said, it's not much bigger than an oxygen atom with a couple of fellas. So we haven't been able to see oxygen. The only atoms we've ever been able to image on electron microscopes are those enormous atoms of like uranium and things like that. Right. Is that right?
That's right. Exactly. Right. Right. So anyway, so structuring brings the number of water molecules down to a smaller amount, and generally. Generally speaking, as the water's moving through a structuring device, all the clusters become the same, so that makes the water dense. Kind of if you take a bag of marbles and they're all different size, you get a lot of spaces in between. When the marbles are all the same size, you get more marbles in the bag. Basically, that's where you go. So, that density, the viscosity, the ability for the water to not retain any toxins, all these things make structured water extremely healthy for all life.
So let's go back a bit, Clayton, and how did you discover that there must have been a moment in your life when, you know, a lot of people have this kind of epiphany moment after a series of struggles. We do like to talk about the journey in that. So go way back. I mean, how did you start on this?
I don't know if we have time.
We got all the time you like.
Okay. I worked in research and development in electronic warfare. And the industry.
Which particular thing? Did you have to sign official secret? No, what do you call them? Fixed.
Yes.
Yep. So,
yes.
So you worked on classified
technologies.
Projects. Yeah.
Right, classified technologies, and I just happened to be in a situation where I was. I was constantly looking for ways to prove the technology, and anyway, I make a statement that people. It wasn't until this year people really locked me into what this means. But I make a statement basically: water appeared where it should not. This is how I found structured water, and structured water occurs in nature. It occurs, the natural hydrological cycle, which is water evaporating, goes up into the clouds and comes back as rain. That's nature's way of structuring water. It comes down in it, and another way would be for water to be, in a mountain stream or a stream that's meandering, that's moving back and forth, has a lot of rocks in it. Rocks create structure. They make the water clean. You know, wherever you are in the world, when you fill a basin or a tub with water and you allow the water to drop to go out down the drain, the water is already trying to cleanse itself just by the turn that it takes to go out and down the drain. So these are all forms and ways that water starts purifying itself to the best of its ability. But you think about this. Water coming up out of the well from where you live, that water really needs to breathe. It needs to have a little time with the air before it's truly water. But that water has probably been in the ground for a long period of time. It may be refilling the aquifer or the groundwater through rain or whatever. But again, the only way, most surface water, most water retains the information of everything that's passed through and everything that's passed by since it came out of nature. So structuring takes the water back to its natural state, its divine state, let's say. And in that state, it is extremely healthy. It makes plants grow. It makes animals healthy. It makes human beings have an extreme health and well-being, and joy in their lives.
All right. So, oops, you got your. Do you have a separate microphone, Clayton?
Directly in front of me, I don't.
Because I can hear a rustling. It's like it's rubbing against your shirt or something.
Okay, I will. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better. So. Okay. So you worked on some classified projects, which obviously we can't talk about, but they involved water,
It did not involve water. It was just actually I worked on technology that had to do with dimensions, Tesla technology.
Wow. Okay.
So that's why I said,
that's really up my street. Okay.
It's another subject that I do talk about it, but it's a subject all in its own, you know, and it's intriguing. I happen to be in places and do things that very few people have engaged with. So,
well, that's very interesting. I have a regular guest on who has worked on various Tesla related projects as well. Have you come across William Stillings?
You know, I've heard the name. I have not. I don't believe that I've met him personally. People ask me about individuals. The environment I worked in, you know, it was taboo to know who you were working with, who was beside you. I learned not to ask that question.
anyway, he often talks and he talks about rotors and oscillators and atoms and SEG systems, you know, Searle effects. Gravitational fields and stuff like that. So we have a question from Tammy. He worked in Signet, electronic warfare. I ask him which department of the CIA he was under. Can I ask you that?
I worked in research and development, actually, and my the offices that or the control was NSA. Not CIA.
Uh-huh.
And National Security.
And so... Oops. Oh, something happened to the call. Are you still there, Clay?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. I think Donna's just dropped off the call, but she'll come back. yeah, she said she was having trouble. When you started working on the water, was this like a kind of side hobby, not really a hobby, I mean, an interest of yours, or did it just happen like you had that thought? Can we break that thought down? Can you restate it?
Sure. The way it happened is you do have breaks, even if you work in security situations. You can't associate with anybody else. So the only people you can associate is people with similar clearance, similar activities, let's say. And we were sitting around one day speculating ways to or things to look at. And one of the ideas that came up was it was a question in another physicist's mind. He was very curious as to what would happen if you involved your technology, which has to do with dimensions and dimensional shifts, in a situation where you had pure water or perfect water. And our consensus of perfect water at the time would be a mountain stream and a waterfall. And in the dimensional aspects of the programs I was working with, everything, you know, in a certain area no longer is present. I mean, when the shift is engaged, let's say. And in this particular case, with a mountain stream and a waterfall, structured water appeared where it shouldn't. It shouldn't have been there. But since it was structured, it was there, which brought me to the conclusion that structured water is multidimensional. You are structured water. You are potentially a multidimensional being. The only thing that keeps you from going where you choose, being where you choose, is what you think. In other words, if and as humans can come into a space of being present, being absolutely present in the moment, then it is possible that we could basically go any place we choose. So in my development of structured water and, let's say, and devices to bring it into my life and the lives of my friends and family and now the world, we are seeing shifts in consciousness and, let's say, presence, that people have a greater propensity to be absolutely present in the moment. No, weights from the past, no weights from the future, being absolutely present in the moment. And the first things that happen is people then become more sensitive to their surroundings. They can see more. They can feel more. And therefore, they can do more. They can accomplish more.
So,
and it just grows and grows and grows from there. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I mean, so this sounds like a kind of ultra beneficial thing that stems out from the NSA, who, for all intents and purposes, appear to be poisoning us all. It's an interesting kind of dichotomy. But this was discovered as a rather a byproduct of hanging out with these other people, you know, having these thoughts and bouncing these ideas around.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not important who, it's not important where, it's not important why. The important thing is taking this beneficial product, or let's say this beneficial energy into the infinite possibilities. I mean, I do a Clayton's Classroom. I do it every other Wednesday night, and people from all over the world ask me questions. I give them the answers. I get testimonials from, again, all over the world. And I'm constantly inviting people to take this product and engage with it into the things that they know and the things that they're passionate about knowing more about. And as they come back on my call then and relate what they have learned, it's this people take that information and do more with it. And it just is a growing and growing and growing understanding of the infinite possibilities.
So this is interesting. As Wolf Baby has said, as in living water. So, my girlfriend has been talking to me about various other waters, and she was talking about a lake that was discovered in Venezuela that was somewhere secluded so that nobody ever touched it, and it was just perfect. And they measured some kind of energetic value, and it seemed to have like 40,000 times more than the regular water that we find anywhere. And, you know. But what you're saying is that it's the process of tumbling and rolling and forever colliding with things and then spinning off and spinning in all the directions that creates like a it's like a coiled rope that is that coils and coils and coils itself as it comes up against other molecules. Is that the kind of process that we're talking about?
Well, actually, there are devices out there that just take tubing or let's say hose and curl it around. They call it structured. The problem with it is the water is still running in a straight line. Nature has its own rules, and one of the rules is when water runs in a straight line for say 300 feet, which is I don't know how far that is in meters, but when it runs in a straight line for a certain distance, the water loses all of its energy. So let's put it this way. Running anything in a straight line would be a man-made situation.
Yeah, canals are very different things, aren't they?
Right, nature-made is meandering. It's never the same. It's always moving. It's always changing. But when man comes into play, man always wants to run it in a straight pipe or straighten out the river. When he does that, everything downstream loses. Everything dies, basically.
So
here we are. And so here we are. Everything dies.
Everything dies. And so when you introduce now let me just tell you about a flow form that I saw somebody I know we have kind of relatively new agey people in this town where I live one of them had this thing in their garden, and what it did they reminded me a little bit of pelvis bones, like a big bowl, big wide bowl, and the water would flow into it, and as it went into this little bowl, it would kind of swerve off to the right, and then it would drip. They would have a series of these bowls that were ever smaller, they would curve round in about, you know, sort of a soft arc. And it would basically cause the water to curve round, fall down, curve round, fall down, curve round, fall down. That's what they call the flow form. So
right, that's an egg-shaped design. That has worked for thousands of years. Absolutely. That's why the egg is so successful. That's why the egg, basically things, let's say vessels that are formed in an egg shape, can potentially protect the ingredients forever.
And this is a dimensional thing as well, aren't you? Are you saying here? Because I can hear this, that it's not just the material it's made of, but the dimensionality of geometry of it. Can you go into it? I mean, is that relative to the phi ratio and the temples and things?
Absolutely. It all has to do with phi. Absolutely.
My favorite number. Well, my second favorite. I don't know. Pi, you know, one of them, one or other. But 1.618.
It's
all there. It's related to the Fibonacci sequence. So, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about this lovely little number?
I think that I've kind of gotten away from it. right now, I couldn't do it justice. Let's put it there.
okay, well,
you know what I'm saying, I just really couldn't do it justice right at the moment. So you explain it.
All right. Mathematically, you arrive at this number by taking the Fibonacci sequence and dividing each subsequent number by the previous number. So if it's 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, so 3 over 5 is like 0.3, and it gets to about 2/3, which is 0.66, and then it refines and refines and refines until it ends up, you know, when you're talking about, I think it's when you're in the thousands, you get the ratio when the number is in the thousands, it starts to converge, and you get this 1.618 something, and you know, 1.618 is good enough for most purposes. And what that is it's known as the golden ratio or the phi ratio. And for instance, when you look at your humerus, your forearm, or your hand to your fingers, each of your fingers is shorter by that ratio, you find this ratio everywhere in nature. And by applying this ratio to a structure, you end up with spiral structures.
Yes.
And that is like the Nautilus shell, the famous Nautilus shell of nature. It's, you know, esoterically it's connected with the mother and with the conch and with all these beautiful things. There is a sense of beauty in this number that we naturally attune to. And if somebody shows you a rectangle, if you show you a bunch of rectangles, this is the classic one, you get a bunch of random rectangles, you ask some, you know, random number of people to select the one that they find most pleasing, it's that shape. It's always that shape. And it's the shape of the credit card, just about. The credit card is just about that shape. That's why people have taken to it, because it's been programmed into us. It's using that phi ratio. And of course the pyramid is built using these numbers and geometries and things like that. So when you're looking at the egg, how does that come in, Clayton?
Well, it is all of that. You know, the egg is a flow form that maintains the energetic of its contents. Whatever you put inside of an egg-shaped container will maintain the integrity of the contents basically forever. And it is all about phi. Now, the specifics of that is just like what I said before. You know, trying to define the absolute specifics of the technology of structuring with phi. When it comes to patenting, it has to be, I mean, I've already gone through all that. It's mind-boggling, but then again, essential. And it is what one needs to do in order to bring, to bring nature into a product, and that you have no entropy or no loss. Most things that man does, in fact, generally speaking, everything man made is detrimental to your health and well-being. You know that.
Well, apart from my dinner, of course.
Well, there you go. Okay.
but yeah, which of my dinner is, you know, mostly from my garden and things like that. But yeah, it's it, it, the the structures imposed by the mind as opposed to the natural world seem to be detrimental to our bodies. Is that kind of what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's look at this. You know, where can you go? I mean, the only thing that benefits humans and let's say life is nature made. Everything man made is either detrimental or detrimental that kills you, you know.
Detrimental or deadly.
Or detrimental or deadly, right. Same medicine, for instance, you know. I mean, yes, it might have a benefit, but it also has a thousand things that are detrimental to you, potentially. So how many things man made are healthy? Not many. So again, utilizing nature's technology, that's what has gone into making the Natural Action Technologies products. It's listening to nature. It's the ability to ask a question and listen to the answer. And I started out with the premise of one of the things about structured water is it brings humans into being in the now, being present. When you ask a question, you have to be present enough to hear the answer. The answer is instantaneously given to you. And it keeps coming at you and coming at you until you get it, or you don't get it.
Or it smacks you in the face.
So most people are dragging around the energy of virtually everything they've prayed for, everything they've asked for, everything they've demanded, and never listened to the answer. The universe is still trying to provide them with that solution, the answer. So most humans are dragging around a significant amount of a train load of garbage, of stuff that they can't hear. And what I recommend to everybody is just before you go to sleep tonight, you ask the universe to erase it all. And you may do this, and then you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, you may wake up in the morning, and the first thing you ask for is instantaneously manifest. We are capable of this. Every man, woman, and child on this planet is capable of instant manifestation. How do you get there?
That's the question. Or are you already there?
Well, you are already there. It's just your ability to know it. Your ability to know who you are. Your ability to know with ease and grace the power that you have, that you are. So what structured water does in everybody's life is brings you closer to that place. And it also brings harmony not only to you, but everything around you. Nature hears the song instantaneously. The moment you start running water through a natural action technology device.
Is that because you're creating vortexes inside the unit you're talking with about?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that vortex, as soon as you have a vortex, you're changing the structure of space-time in that place. Is that right?
Yes.
And so that then, as they say, goes out. That's transmitted. That's broadcast. And does that also mean it's like I mean, there are many other things that do this kind of work, you know, like Orgon and crystal devices, and of course water's a crystal, so, you know, it's all the same, you know, what's going on. It's vibrations and vortexes and there are many kind of, you know, this is a natural forming thing. What am I asking is that there's this thing creates a vortex within it, which transmits to the local area. How far out have you measured any change in circumstances? Is there a way of seeing the extent of the field of this thing? Do you have a measurement for that?
Yes, I do.
You have. What do you
absolutely
use?
Right, and that measurement device is made in Russia, St. Petersburg, and it's called a gas discharge visualization. It has the ability to measure biophoton energy. So this, the energy field from structure in water goes out 1,000 feet in all directions. The thing we haven't ascertained yet is how long it takes, but it does happen.
Propagation, and this the wow. Okay, many thoughts. The first thing is that is this an extension of the original idea of the cathode ray tube?
No.
By the Psychical Society, so that they could see things from the other side, not the TV thing.
That's a subject that I'm not sure you want to get into right this moment.
Really? We like this kind of thing. People have talked about EBTs and that stuff.
Well, basically, let's go back. You know, the vortex. Okay, everybody has the capability here. And again, you can stand up in the middle of the room, you put your arms up, and you turn your body one time to the right. Basically, that's the initiation of a vortex. You're initiating an energy form. And if you do that maybe half a dozen times, you will establish that energy form. You step away, that vortex is still turning, it's still moving. It may be there forever. Now, what happens when rivers are meandering, you know, across the field? Every time that the river turns, the water creates a vortex, and that vortex extends out virtually 1,000 feet in all directions. And when that vortex is initiated to the right, basically it's a masculine energy. It's decomposition energy. It's explosion energy. And it's hot. It's warm. When the energy is turning to the left, it's cold energy, feminine, creation energy. And the thing about it is, each one of these things has very significant attributes. But if you, as in all things, when you do it only one way, you lose. If you create a vortex that spins to the left, and you do it with your body, all the toxins in your body have to go out your elimination system. For elderly people, that's not a good thing to do. If you spin to the right, all the toxins go out through your skin, your armpits. It's easy on your body. So what structuring does is it creates an atmosphere where the vortex is both to the left and right simultaneously. It creates a balance. Go ahead. In most situations, again, if you do it one way, you lose. In time, you lose. So the creation of natural action, again, technologies, is to create a balance. And when you create a balance and of significant enough energetic form, and I have to say, in most cases, when that occurs, you get what is called entropy or chaos. Inside of these devices, there is virtually zero chaos, or let's say, chaos is at the point where you can, it's insignificant to measure. And where we, and the way we measure everything that we do is with our GDP. It's a device built in Russia. The inventor is Dr. Konstantin Kurilkov. You can look him up.
And what does it stand for again? Can you people can do a search for that?
It stands for gas discharge visualization. Just go online and Google GDV, gas discharge visualization.
Okay, that's good. And you know, people, our audience will be looking at that and checking it out. Wolfbaby saying, is that similar to Kielian photography?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. All right. Okay, I was wrong. No, darling, I am wrong sometimes. That's my girlfriend.
And yes, it is, but it is a significant upgrade to Kielian photography. Significant.
Can you
talk
about it?
The programming that generates, let's say, the information and a visual that you can, and primarily these devices are used to analyze human beings and their diseases, you know, and their conditions. It's a tool for demonstrating exactly what's wrong with a person, because every organ is represented. And basically, the device looks at it measures the biophoton energy from your fingertips, and it looks at your physical body and five bodies above your physical, which would be your etheric, your emotional, your spiritual,
mental,
your psychological, yeah, all these things. And it has a framework, let's say, and a program that analyzes. It has the ability to look at in Russia, this is really big, sports. Everybody that's involved in sports in Russia has to pass the GDV. And basically, it can tell the operator or a person operating it whether the subject has the ability, or let's say the psychological momentum, to be the best.
Does it have, I'm sorry, but does it have a kind of remedy if it's below par, or does it kind of have a readout? How does it display things to people?
Well, it has several programs, but it also has several screens, and it basically, the programs were written by well over 300 mathematicians at the University of St. Petersburg, and it, you know, the let's say the pictures, or let's the programs, pretty much give you an indication of what's wrong, and And its protocol for fixing any condition, this is internal to the GDB, its protocol is simply to become grounded, basically, which would be to meditate, to take your shoes and socks off and walk on the grass or on the ground. You can cure virtually every disease that man has contracted just by being grounded, by being present.
By standing in my garden with my shoes off. How wonderful. How easy.
Drinking structured water. We have many, many testimonials and or, let's say, scientific studies basically that show that one glass of water will increase your energy by 20%. Easy. It will start bringing your... And this has a chakra program, so you're looking at... And the chakras demonstrate whether your condition comes from the work you do, which would be community, and or whether it's coming from your family. You know, the problems.
The miasms. Can we talk about that in the next hour, Clayton? Because it's at the top of the hour. You're probably a little dry from speaking, so if you want to go and top up your glass of structured water, and I'll go and get a cup of tea. And we'll be playing a tune from the Sons of Arca, Ancient Temples in the Southern Cape. So this is another version of the one I played at the beginning of the song. Listen in for any of the words. They're all about Nibiru and Comet Ison and all that stuff, and Michael Tellinger's work. So enjoy that. This is the Sons of Arca, and we'll be back with Clayton Nolte in a few minutes' time. Welcome back to Ever Beyond. Something's gone wrong, something's gone right. We are listening to Clayton Nolte, and we're talking about water in many different dimensions, and its interdimensional qualities. These are some of the subjects that we've covered in various other shows about, when we talk about energy, I talk about the seven rays and the ancient teachings and stuff like that, and Atlantis and all that business. So it's very, it's always good to kind of tie it in with some hard industry science, because, you know, if it's in the industry, it works, you know, it's real. Whether the theory behind it in the public domain is real or not, that's another matter. And this is one of the kind of aims of this program, is to bring the hidden technology, the hidden knowledge that is behind the technology, out into the public domain, in whatever way I can, you know, in this way. So so welcome back, Clayton Nolte.
Thank you.
It's been a very interesting conversation so far, and I'm wondering if anybody's interested in the chat room. We have a healthy little group there, and if anybody's interested in asking questions of Clayton, because you have a weekly group, did you say? And is that contactable through a website? And do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's a information-only website, and it's naturalactiontechnologies.com.
Natural Action Technologies. I'm going to type that in. Natural Action Tech. .com. So that will... there we go. That's a mouthful. So it'll kind of slither down. People have been asking about distilled water, and there's a great debate going on at the moment. There's a whole urine debate, there's a whole distilled water debate, and now here comes structured water. Now, presumably, distilled water is not structured water. Is it kind of random water? Is that the problem? What's the, you know, can you tell us a little bit about the scientific basis between drinking all of those different liquids?
Right. Distilled water, reverse osmosis water, kind of one and the same. Distilled water separates out separates the water from the stuff that's in the water, the physical. And all the physical stuff basically stays in, and the water distills out. It goes out as a steam, and the steam vapor is then turned back to a liquid. So that's distilled water. So the difference, drinking distilled water, you're drinking pretty much what we would consider super dead water. It has no energy because it has nothing in it to electrically charge or, let's say, bring about any energy form. The problem with distilled water, from my perspective, is all distilling does is removes the physical. Reverse osmosis the same way. It removes the physical. Of course, it's the physical, and that's what people use filters to remove the physical. The truth is, and I'll take you down the rabbit hole a little bit here.
The truth is
that everything that you eat and everything you drink goes out your elimination system. So when you eat an apple, what part of the apple goes into your cells? What feeds your body? It's energy. It's the vibration of the physical. The vibration of vitamin A, the vibration of vitamin C, the vibration of potassium, the vibration of magnesium. That's what feeds your cells. And if you go back to the last hour, I said, when it comes to hydrating your cells, a water molecule can't carry anything physical with it, and it can't carry anything electrical with it. But what it does carry with it is the energy of the food you eat. The energy. It's what feeds your cells. Water carrying the energy of what is essential for your body to live, to survive, to grow. So, the question is, what was the question?
Urine, distilled water.
Yeah, distilled water.
Regular water and structured water and
right.
Yeah, drinking them.
Okay, so distilled water still has the energy of all the stuff that you removed. It has the vibration of arsenic, the vibration of lead, the vibration of all the things that you deem, let's say, bad for yourself. So you're not really fixing anything. You're just removing the physical. It's the energy that feeds your cells. Energy, vibration, drum beat. And the same thing for RO water. RO water is dead water. Virtually all water that runs through a straight pipe for 300 feet, 300 meters, however you want to look at it, is dead. It has no energy. It provides you with nothing. Not even hydration. Because your body has to make it usable. And if you were drinking water that is instant hydrating, then all that energy that you would consume, that would be consumed to make the water that you drink usable, can now go to repair those perspectives of your human element that have been, let's say, adversely affected by our practices, by the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, etc., etc., etc. So, to me, it's simple. We have a lot of people in the United States that have reverse osmosis. A lot of them, some still use distilled water. I recommend to them that they structure it, because structuring, again, structuring water through natural action technologies energetically eliminates all toxins and energetically enhances all nutrients and makes them instantaneously available at the cellular level. It's that simple.
So, unless you've got a running river running by your house that you could take a very short pipe and drink from, you can get one of your devices. And now Donna's given me the website. This is the structuredwaterunit.com. So this is a product that people can buy that that does the structured water thing. However, other things do that, like natural water supplies, and you can there are various flow forms. But yours is it's based on research into these other dimensions, which is a lot where the, when your audience said when you said, oh no, your audience wouldn't want to go there, they did. They said, yes, we really do. So maybe we can go. Would you take questions from the audience?
Sure, I would. I would take questions.
Yeah, because you seem to be a generally all around wise fellow,
Yeah, but the thing about it is, a rabbit hole can get pretty deep in some of those questions. I'll try to keep it simple.
Yeah, we live down the rabbit hole. Wall Street Radio is kind of in its own sort of, well, it's not a rabbit hole, because rabbits wouldn't last long in a wolf den, would they? So welcome to the den. It's very cozy. We've got a little campfire arranged in the middle of the cave, and we're telling each other stories, so that's the kind of comfort zone of it.
Okay, bring it on.
So now, where were we before the break? Can you remember how focused are you?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I don't remember yesterday, much less.
Yeah, this whole being in the moment thing, right? There is a downside to it. You forget a lot of stuff, don't you?
And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So, bring it on.
Okay, yeah, so the only question so far is the question that I asked. All right, so, here's a question from Turtle. What about well water running through pipes? And as you say, it's 100 yards of distance.
Well, the thing about it is well water, well water contains, generally contains information and or the vibrational effect of everything that's in the ground that supports it. Let's say that which could be anything, and those ground supplies of water are getting more and more contaminated because the human element is building and or dumping indiscriminately materials that are severely creating a dissonance in the living element of this planet. So again, protecting your health and well-being by simply structuring water. You can structure your water by holding your hands on both sides of it, of a glass, and thinking of nothing at all, and or blessing it. You will get a structured water by doing so. And if you've ever... Go ahead.
It was something that my spiritual teacher told us, how to make holy water.
Yes.
And the way he said it was almost like what you just said. Well, what he said is, first of all, you swirl it round slowly to the left, very slowly, and mm-hmm. then in the middle of the circle you've made, you very quickly spin to the right, and then you hold your hands over it and bless it using, you know, you invoke whatever you know, high dimensional energy you wish to do, you know, the energy of the Father, the energy of the Monad, whatever you, wherever you go with that, and that's how you make holy water. And you can bathe in it, you can make it into baths, you can make it in a bowl, put it into a spray, that's very good. You can, you know, so essentially what you're talking about here, Clayton, is how you're kind of, this is like an industrial holy water generator. What about the blessing? Is there inscription or program crystalline, or where does the blessing come in?
Well, the blessing, I mean, we have a portable device that as you're pouring water, you should always bless it, you know, because that blessing, again, it is a good thing, and it stays with the water wherever it goes. So, as you're blessing the water and pouring it through a structuring device, everything that's good for life is expanded and made available at the cellular level. So just think about it. You would be sending blessings to every cell in your body. And you can do this. You can do this in any other, in many other forms. But believe me, when your body is dehydrated, and you're come to the structuring the water and getting hydration, it pretty much goes to, it feeds every cell very quickly. And the other devices that we have devices for your home, we have devices for under the sink, gardens, we have commercial devices, we have all kinds of, I think we have 17 different devices, and it's and the list is growing. The blessing that we have, we have an original design, which is the way that we started. It's not the way we started. It's constantly growing. It's constantly getting better. But what was happening with our original structuring is people were still smelling chlorine. I don't know if you have chlorine in Scotland.
Not in my water, but in the town water, yeah.
So when they structure it, primarily chlorine is introduced as a gas, and when you structure it, it changes the molecular structure of the chlorine, so it becomes, chlorine is lighter than water, so it rises to the surface. It's heavier than air, so it sits on the surface. And people were still smelling chlorine. And the other, and so I went into my space to devise a way of fixing that. The other thing that I wanted to fix is something that people have very little knowledge of, and that's electromagnetic energy. Whether you know it or not, electrical systems are man-made, again, detrimental to life, yes?
Indeed.
Yep. Microwaves, you know, all these electrical devices are creating a severe condition in water, and not only the water that we are about to consume, but the water within us. And so, I went about looking for elements that are available in nature that could offset those conditions. And so I found several, and I added them to the flow form, which are the spheres that are within the, and they're specifically let's say, orientated within the natural action technologies units. So, and what happens then is as the water is moving down through the unit, these extra elements that are within the HDPE create an ion effect. And the ions from those elements are added to the water, and it gives you a significant increase in energy, also a significant, adverse signature, or let's say a neutralizing signature to electromagnetic energy. And the increase in energy increases the flavor. So as you increase energy in water or bring water back to its natural state of health and well-being, you prevent any adverse flavors from existing in the water. You make the water pure and absolutely divine, healthy, as you say, making holy water.
Holy, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, here's the thing. What about, now, I drink tea, right? What happens, I take my structured water, it's been carefully kind of restructured, I stick it in my electric kettle, or I put it on my stove. I have a wood-burning stove, so it's a much more, it can be a bit harsh, but anyway. And I make my cup of tea. Have I screwed the whole thing up?
No. Temporarily, yes. Temporarily, electricity, anywhere that you use electricity with water, is the water, it makes the water hard. It makes the calcium in the water, if you're using structured water in your tea kettle, and you use an electric current, electric stove, electric heater, any electricity, what it does is it temporarily reverts the structured water back to being hard. It's the same thing that happens in our bodies. Anytime that you drink water that is, and or you are in an environment of electricity, it hardens the water within you. Now, if it's structured water, it maintains an assemblance of health and well-being way beyond the hardness that occurs from the electromagnetic energy and or energy itself. But in the case of your tea, if you're using structured water and you have an electric teapot, I have one. In the time that element is on, it makes the water hard, and so on the inside of your teapot, you're going to see a calcium buildup. And one of the unique things about structured water is what structuring does to calcium. It places calcium in solution, and it does it by changing the molecular structure of the calcium itself. Prior to structuring, calcium adheres to itself and everything it comes in contact with. After structuring, it cannot adhere to itself or anything it comes in contact with.
So it forms a crystal form rather than a free radical ion.
Absolutely. Hey, you're pretty sharp.
I'll get your pictures, mate. You know, we know that you do more than teaching, and you know, I'm able to see what you're putting across, and so is our audience. We're quite a conscious group. The show after this uses the morphogenic field to do mass healings.
That's really right.
Quite good. So you know, we're in there, you know, I have to say, welcome. This is the ever beyond continuum is a large morphological field that is much bigger than just me, you know, and it's right. It's the whole audience, and the people who have been listening to it over the past. So your contribution will be very valuable and is very valuable. So right, so we have another question. So yeah, and therefore begs the question. In fact, I want to say something.
That, go ahead.
Making tea for me is a very, it's a sacred thing. I do it all the time, right? But it's sacred. And if I were to make somebody a cup of tea, this is like universal forgiveness, right? It's like, if I make you a cup of tea, you're my friend, right? That's it. You know? It's very ceremonial. But, you know, it's just normal, you know, it's just normal tea. But people say that my tea tastes nice. Now, it's true that I live it's not mains water, it's well-fed water. But it's also to do with the presence of vortexes, isn't it?
Yes.
And
yes,
I've got organite and crystals and everything all over my house.
Right.
And I'm sure the water is kind of happy about that, because it does make a really nice cup of tea. So what I'm actually saying is that one way you could sell your product, if you wanted to do it in Britain, is to does it pass the tea test? Right? Here's some free advertising for you. If you can make a nicer cup of tea than the tea that comes out of the electric kettle,
yes,
then you're onto a winner.
Right. And it not only makes tea better, it makes coffee better. What it does is it neutralizes the acidic level of, say, coffee and or teas. So it makes them smooth, makes them healthier, big time.
But I think we've answered this question. Does it neutralize or take out fluoride or other heavy metals? So, for instance, fluoride, right? Fluoride is a rather nasty gas.
Yes.
And you're saying that when it goes through this unit, it will be released somehow, and it's really quite toxic. So does your unit deal with those things as well? Hang on, that's fluorine. Fluoride is a compound. Yeah. So that, I see what you mean. It's interesting you say that the calcium is you described it, and I saw it sticky. You know, it'll bond with anything. It's sticky. And
sure.
You know, calcium itself is sort of sticky looking, isn't it? It's moist,
right,
on the edge. It's like soft.
Right.
Interesting. Lovely how the element is reflected in the atom. Sorry.
You know that calcium is absolutely essential. All water contains calcium, because it's calcium in the water, or calcium, that allows you to stand upright. It's calcium that allows your wheat and your corn and all your grains to stand upright. Without calcium, they would not. They would lay flat. We wouldn't have a bone structure without calcium. The problem we face today is that technology has basically stripped us of the availability of calcium because of the electricity. The electromagnetic energy has stripped the calcium from being available to us. It goes out our elimination system. Our body can't make it usable fast enough. I mean, it can, but it takes time. It takes energy. And the older you get, the more energy it takes. We're losing big time. And that was one of the big things about structuring and making available water that is healthy. Water that the calcium is available. And it's instantly available. As that water with the available calcium passes through your body, all the places that you have calcium buildup that is not functional to your health and well-being will be dissolved and sent onward, whether it be in the form of kidney stones, gallstones, A big one for people is the calcium buildup on your pineal gland.
Yeah, I was just going to kind of come in with that, because that's the that's one of the big kind of things in this kind of circuit, is the calcified pineal gland. And actually, it's something that the Wolf Baby said earlier was hang on, where is this? If I can, I don't want to word it badly, but really early on, she said that it's like a it's like they're deaf. We are deliberately being fed bad stuff. This trend for wanting to for distilled water is a kind of as a plot to to destroy our spirit kind of thing.
Well, in a sense, that is true. But again, you know, we do have the ability to get above it. You know, I mean, you can do it through prayer. You can do it through, like you say, you're surrounded by crystals and by nature's own, let's say, elixir for bringing health and well-being to your environment. And it's available in many ways, you know. The thing about it is knowing that and what it is, and knowing where to stand, knowing where to be. The only way you can do that is to be present. And clearing your pineal gland is a way to bring you full on presence, full on awareness, full on having access to all the things around you, all the answers that come. Because when you ask a question, again, instantaneously you are given the answer. And if you're not clear and open to be present enough to hear and or feel and or see the answer, it passes by you, and the answer gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. I mean, actually, your ability gets dimmer, basically, because it's piled on to all the other questions you've ever asked or demands you've ever made. And I say this with all reverence. When you were 13 years old, you saw somebody with a bicycle or whatever that you wanted and never received. The universe is still trying to provide you with that bicycle. You just missed it. So there are ways. There are ways to get past that. And a way, sir,
yes,
is to be involved in something that you love. Passion. As you are passionate about what you do, again, the possibility of relieving yourself of all those things that you missed and that passed you by will be erased. Be passionate.
Well, I'm actually passionate about internet radio, and this is what I'm doing, and it seems to be doing the job. It's fascinating speaking with you, because you know this is more about some good spiritual nuggets, as I call them, and you know it very much follows on from all the shows that I've been doing in the last few days. Really, it's all in the flow, so just perfectly timed there. And now I think I've already answered the question: does it neutralize or take out fluoride or other heavy metals? So well, here's the thing.
Let me finish that one.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm thinking about this, and like Say there's chemtrails in the well, in the well water. You know, it's all filtered through the thing, and there's chemtrails in. What happens to the barium titanate that is in this brew? What happens to the things? Because is there a kind of sink trap, or you know, a lint trap for all the dangerous stuff? What about the mercury and stuff like that?
Well, the thing about it is, when it is structured and or you are already imbibing or structured water through whatever means, whether you're bathing in it or drinking it, what you do is you're at your cellular level, you build up an immunity to anything that is toxic. And I'm telling you, when you structure water, and any of those things are in the water or in the surroundings, all things that are toxic and all the things you mentioned, everything that is bad for life is toxic. It's a toxicity. It is neutralized, energetically neutralized. And everything that's good for life is energetically enhanced and made available. So what happens to the physical? The physical goes out your elimination system. If you consume it. If you're not consuming it, say like if it's in your well, for instance, if you add a little bit of structured water to your well, all the toxins that are in that well will drop out. They'll all go home. They'll go to their source. It will just drop down to the bottom. And guess what? Everybody that is taking water from that source will have structured water, have pure, clean, healthy water. It's the law. It's the law of nature.
I'm getting a hit on this, and it's really interesting because this name has come up. Okay? The Russian mystic Rasputin was reputed to be impervious to poisons.
Right.
And that's exactly what you just said. So if this guy is somebody who meditated and he got his own inner vortex going, that he was, right. and he probably made holy water wherever he went and drank it, then that has the effect of making you immune to poisons. Is that right?
Exactly right.
And he was almost immune to being stabbed and being killed. Because he seemed to have this inner spirit using water in this form gives you more than just rehydration.
Right.
It gives you protection, and there you go.
Let me throw this one out to you. If you have a swimming pool and you have structured water in the pool, you can be swimming in the pool. And somebody can be dumping 5-gallon pails full of chlorine and all kinds of acids in the pool. Those acids and chlorine cannot enter into your cellular level. It's against nature's law. They are separate. You are separate from it. It cannot happen. So, you know, and this goes on and on and on. So you build up you become immune. And here's another one for you. Think on this. How many people do you know or have you ever walked on hot coals? You know that people do it. It takes 15 minutes of instruction for you to take your shoes and socks off and walk back and forth on a path of hot coals that people are throwing paper in or wood in. It goes up into flames. Coming back on your fourth trip, and you look over at somebody who didn't do it, and that instant thought of you did and they didn't takes you into separation from nature, from the oneness, from all there is, and you get instant blisters.
Incredible.
So yeah, in a sense, structured water gives you that same barrier, protection. You have it within you. We all have it within us. It's just a matter of knowing who we are. And a way to get to that place with grace and ease is to drink and to bathe and to be in the environment of structured water. It is a pathway. And once you cross the bridge, you no longer need it. Then you're, let's say, you have the opportunity of growing through the next level of experience. But for right now, everybody needs this. Because we've been taught differently. We've been educated into all kinds of stuff. And this can change that. It will significantly change the evolution of how we evolve from here. How we evolve, considering the chemtrails, considering all the other stuff that's going on, all the other poisons that are coming at us from all different directions. And I don't mean this to scare anybody. I don't want people scared. I want people empowered to know thyself, because that's the answer. Empowered to know that you can get beyond this. There's no barrier, there's no condition out there that can harm you if you can bring it home. Bring it to that knowing that you have the power to walk above it, to have dominion. It's that simple.
Well, dominion over domination is what we've been talking about. And basically, what I'm feeling all through this, it's all about not the double helix, but the double vortex. One vortex counter-rotating against another. That always seems to be the point of these new technologies. The SEG generator is counter-rotation of rings. And what they're also talking about is the Merkaba, where you have two tetrahedrons pointing in different directions, counter-rotating against each other.
Right. It's all one and the same. These things that you're naming are let's say geometric forms that are all around us and potentially are part of who we are.
So, ND in the question, is there any detox reaction or getting used to using the structured water? Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, if you're really toxic, you can take a glass of this stuff. Do you sort of like throw up, down, and sideways?
No, because it's balanced. Now, however, there are some people that are so dramatically out of balance that they may. I have had people say that, that they get dizzy or something like that. And what I tell them to do, and what they have done on their own, is to just take a little bit. Take what their body says is okay to take. And as they push on through it, then all those conditions are neutralized and gone. And I'll tell you one very quick way, if you're severely toxic, is to take a bath in structured water. I've had people say that their water turns gray or black from the toxins leaving their body. And they do that two or three times till the water gets semi-clear. And they still don't go into a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but yeah, that in many ways, medications give you a crisis. They can create a significant dissonance the wrong direction, let's say. But anyway, aside from that, the structured water is balanced, and it brings about for the majority of the population a very significant knowing of health and well-being.
Excellent. So, we're coming towards the end of the show, and I think it's I think Donna wanted to come in and bring people to subscribe to your. Is your class open? Do people have to pay? Is there a donation?
No, mine is open. Mine is open. It's just a matter of phoning in. And I believe the information for Clayton's Classroom is on Natural Action Technologies' website. Like I said, Natural Action Technologies is a information only website. Donna is a distributor, and she's listed on the website as a distributor of our product. But again, there's lots of science. All of Clayton's classrooms are available. They're in audio form from when we started. They come up within 24 hours of our program. And as I believe your program, the one we're doing now, will probably be also on our website.
Yes, it'll be. You'll be able to get it from my Ever Beyond archive page, which
absolutely.
We already got. So they'll have a link in there. Do you want me to just read this out, Donna, or do you, come on, unmute your mic, come on, dear.
I'm here. I'm glad to.
There
glad
we
to
go. This is Donna Maton, you work with Clayton, and you've introduced him. So, would you like to, Clayton, if you wouldn't mind muting your mic for the moment while she's speaking, come on and talk about the things that you're selling.
We have a website, structuredwaterunit.com or www.structuredwaterunit.com. If you go to this website, you can click subscribe on pretty much any page. Give us your email address. I can send you a newsletter with special offers. I can send you the information about Clayton's Classroom. We do our newsletters once or twice a month, and we give you lots of information about structured water. We also have an 800 number you can call, 866-550-1444, and we have several types of units. I think Clayton mentioned a couple. We have a whole house unit, which goes into the main plumbing of your home. We have under the sink units. We have shower units. We have portable, commercial, applications for agriculture, swimming pools, so on and so forth. But our best seller is our portable. People take that everywhere they go. I take mine with me everywhere to work, everywhere. we also give a lot of information in our newsletters so we can help answer questions. You can also call us at our toll-free number, and we can answer questions. We love to talk about structured water units. We love to talk about structured water and how great it is for our health and well-being. And again, that number is 866-550-1444. So give us a call or log on to structuredwaterunit.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. All you have to do is give us your email address, and we'll send you a bunch of information.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Donna. So, Clayton, any final words?
Well, the final word I would have is, is to try it. Even through Donna, they have a money-back guarantee for a certain length of time. If it doesn't work for you or you don't, and I want to tell you this one. I had a guy call me probably about 3 months ago now, and he said that he had this unit for 2 months and he didn't see where it was working for him at all. So I said to him, I said, okay, I went through a few things, have you noticed your hair? No. Have you noticed sleeping better? No. I said, what you might do is ask somebody around you, a friend or a member of the family, if they notice anything different about you. And he said, no. And I said, well, then, it is a money-back guarantee, so I can give you the address to send it back. And he said, oh, no. He said, you couldn't pry this out of my hands. He said, my dog loves it.
Oh, we have a dog lover. Actually, we have several dog lovers in the audience here, and and I know dog lovers.
So
they'll do anything for their dogs. They don't care about them. But we'll see.
But again, we have thousands of testimonials, when you tune into Clayton's classrooms, it's getting to be more and more. I had a guy from the United Kingdom on just last Wednesday, and he came on right at the very end. And in the Clayton's classroom is supposed to run an hour; it generally runs 2 hours, kind of like you. and he came on and he said, he's had structured water now for 2 months, I believe, 2 or 3 months. He lives on a boat. And he said he disconnected his refrigerator because when the refrigerator runs, it makes a lot of noise and it doesn't keep food well anyway. But one of the things in Clayton's classroom that came up and we discuss often is what structured water does for food. If you take food, fresh food, or even food that is wilted and or going bad, and you soak it in structured water, it makes it healthy again. And one of the big things that came up was about taking food, especially fruits and vegetables from the store, and you can either soak them in structured water, or you can put them in a plastic container and submerge them under structured water. And what it does is it increases their food value. It makes them more healthy. And so what he does is he buys his groceries, all of his groceries, he puts them in plastic containers. He has a holding tank on his boat that he can open. He submerges all of his food, submerges it, and holds it under the water with some device. And that is his refrigerator. He said that he has food in there that it never goes bad. It's always fresh. It's always healthy and getting healthier. So there you go.
This is the vortex. People might not believe how this thing works. I've come across this concept before. Now we explain what you're talking about. But basically, what you've got is you've got the water spinning in this way, and when it does this, it creates a field around it that causes other water to spin in the same way too. It's like an entrainment. It's like somebody banging a drum, and then anybody else who starts banging a drum is going to be in time with that drum. There's, you know, marching to the beat of the drum. We do that. It's natural, and that's what our water is going to do, which is why you can take one drop of this stuff and drop it into a bottle, and that bottle will then contain a whole bottle of that stuff that you can take one drop out of and drop that into another bottle, etc., etc., etc. That's true, isn't it? Because of the...
Yes, it is.
The you know, if you've got one person even whispering a steady beat, then people will entrain to it.
Sure, that's very true. The other thing is, you can take the bottle of water, you can take the bottle of water, and you can set it next beside a unstructured bottle of water, and it will entrain it onto that bottle and change it to the same energy.
Exactly, exactly. See, I've seen these little, what they call them, water wands or something like that. And that's exactly how they're working. They've got some structured water inside them, and their field, their vorticular field, the vortex field, is spreading out from them. And that, you know, we've just explained how that works. So this is how, you know, we see a lot of these energy devices with the water, and we're using the same principles. Clayton Nolte, thank you very much. We have to go. Next up is Frank Jordan's Healings and Meditations. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Clayton. And we'll see you next week, everybody.
Thank you. Appreciate it.